Everybody go to the book of Revelations. Let's go to the Revelation. Revelations chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. So say the devil lost round one. He tried to get place in heaven. You know, there's a battle here on the earth today, and he's still battling. But he did that up in heaven. But they won victoriously up in heaven. Amen. They didn't give the devil any place. I guess that's how they won. Say the devil had no place to live. He's a homeless. Amen. Do you know the devil's homeless? The Bible says he goes from place to place, you know, just seeking whom he may destroy and do all this other stuff. He's just a homeless person trying to find some place to go. That, you know what? One of the fruits of the devil is it makes you wander around. Makes you wander in circles, makes you wonder about this. You can never find stability. You can never plan it anywhere. You're always moving here, there, and everywhere. Somebody say, the devil is homeless. And most of the time, the devil wants to do that to church folk. He'd love to have them church homeless. No church, no family they could call their own. Amen. He wants you to be just like him. Amen. So say, the devil prevailed not, neither there found a place in heaven anymore. He didn't find a place. One of the things that God wants to give to every believer is a place, a sense of belonging, a responsibility. Most of the time when the devil does his greatest work, people become some kind of dysfunctional. Everybody say dysfunctional. That means that they don't have anything to do. They can't do anything. Amen. They don't have any area. They're just dysfunctional. Well, that's usually what happens when people get wounded in spirit, wounded in their head. They might lose a job. Amen. And ever since they lost that job, they've never been the same again. They might have lost a home. You know, when the devil does something, people have a hard time getting back to where they once was. They have a hard time finding their place again. Say, I'm going to find my place. I have a home. You know, all Jesus' little homeless children is running around the city, you know. God's a good father, amen, isn't he? You know, then why is it that so many of his children don't have a home? I'm just looking. He said, I go to prepare a place. Listen, if Jesus left 2,000 years ago to prepare a place for you in heaven, don't you think you could have found a place down here? If he works that far in advance because he cares about your placement, you should never have to be wandering around, staggering around. Somebody say, amen. You should know where God wants you. Amen. Be doing what God wants you to do. Say, he prevailed not because he had no place. And you won't prevail in your life until you know your place. Some people know, you know, you got to know where you belong. And sometimes you got to be put in your place. Amen. Some people think that their place is one place. Amen. And you got to check them. So we will never be able to prevail in life or prevail in anything, you know, if we don't find our place. And that's how you can shake the devil. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. Somebody say he deceived everybody. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Everybody say, now is come salvation. Can I let you in on something? You might not want to believe it the way that I believe it, but I see this somewhat differently than most people see it. What I see in those first couple verses, I see the war that occurred in heaven. And then around 10, I think some things happened. I think some years went by. And I think they heard a voice in heaven. I think they heard the angel of God. I believe this voice in heaven said, come now is the time of salvation. That's when Jesus came down to the earth. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So here he was up in heaven, made mess up there. Then he was kicked out onto the earth. Didn't say he'd belong there. He was just kicked out. But he came down to the earth. But God, somebody say, God had a plan for the earth. So here the devil is down here thinking he's got it all together and he'd be safe forever. And then Jesus says from heaven, amen, amen. And I heard a voice saying in heaven, now is the time of salvation and strength. Somebody say strength. And the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down. Why did the Holy Ghost come down? Because the devil came down. You're going to need strength to prevail, you know, to win over the devil. Somebody say praise God. See, before he sent the power of the Holy Ghost, the devil had the ability to do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted, however he wanted. But now salvation has come from the wiles of the devil. Somebody rejoice. See, before he had taken all kind of territory and all kind of place on the earth, because Adam and Eve gave him a place when they sinned against God. He had a place. He said, this is mine now. I stole it from Eve. But God said, amen, it shouldn't be that way. I'm going to let them take the place back again. Listen, why wouldn't Jesus come and take it back from the devil? Because Jesus didn't give it to the devil. Man gave it to the devil. But Jesus comes, and the power of the Holy Ghost comes and gets on the inside of the believer that they might have power to take back what the devil stole. Some say, now is the time. All the things that we see going on in the world today, all these wars and raids, all these things, I tell you what, that's nothing but this scripture being fulfilled. Now is the time. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now it's come salvation and the strength and the kingdom of God and the power of Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Somebody say, accusers of the brethren. People always like to run their mouth. Somebody say hallelujah. You can tell the devil. Everywhere you can go, you can tell the devil. Somebody say the fruit of the devil. Birds of a feather flock together. You know what? Birds of a feather flock together. You ever met people that love running the street? And they always find people that love running the street with them. They all hang together. You find a hoochie mama loves to hang out with a hoochie mama. It's the truth. They're not going to want, you know, they're not going to find some saint somewhere to run with. They're going to find the worst that they can run with. Birds of a feather flock together. Well, it's the same thing with people that don't know Jesus, don't know God. They all run together. And they all act the same way. The fruit of the devil. Jesus called some of those. He said, you're of your father the devil because you act just like him. He said it in the Bible to some of those Pharisees. Well, it's the same thing with saints. Saints get to the, you know, I shouldn't even call them saints. I should say ain'ts. We get to the place where we allow the devil to mess with our minds, mess with our heart, and he will have his way with us. First of all, he'll have your church homeless. Amen. Then he'll have you start to do exactly what the devil does. Some say accuser of the brethren. Ooh, you ever, man, people, homeless saints, always talking about everybody else that's got a home. Some say you just act like you're, somebody say, you're in the, you act just like this man in the Bible I saw. He didn't have a place. Now you don't have a place. Amen. And you're running your mouth about the people that do got a place. Somebody say, but the power of God will fix it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Now listen, accused brethren day and night, but God's ready to do something about that, right? Now verse 11 is where we need to go. Somebody say, this is how we can accomplish verse 8. See, before verse 8, it was talking about the war that went on in the heavens. Then after and around verse 9, it starts talking about what's going on in the earth and the battle that's going on in the earth. And then verse 11, it tells them how they won. So say, we need to learn how to overcome. Say it one more time. We need to learn how to overcome. You can win if you want to. And there's a way that you win. It's the same thing, and it will all tie together, those two things that we were talking about. Somebody say homelessness and running your mouth. You're going to find out how powerful those things are. And they overcame him, that means the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody say, thank God for that. And you're going to overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Well, you can have. Listen, the blood of the Lamb. When we talk about blood, we need to go back basically to the Old Testament and look about when the spirit of death was going through the land. And he said, look, take blood and smear it over the doorpost. Smear it over your doorpost. And anybody that comes out, somebody say, anybody that goes out over the door, guess what? The blood didn't mean anything to them. They were not covered. Somebody say, thank God. What is the body of Christ? You're going to get some good teaching this morning. What is the body of Christ? Who is the body of Christ? Somebody say, the church. Somebody say, the blood of Jesus. So if they went out the door, they got in trouble. That's the same thing for a lot of people. Listen, there's a war going on, and if you're going to win, you need the whole armor of God. We heard a prophetic word about the hiding place. They that abide under the shadow of the Almighty shall remain strong. Somebody say, praise God for the hiding place. Your placement means everything. Well, this blood, listen, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Well, the Spirit of God is showing me about this, that people will overcome by the blood of the Lamb as they're covered. Oh, we don't want to hear that. Somebody say, thank God. If I'm covered, I take that blood of the Lamb, meaning the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm behind the doorpost. I'm not out there running around ragged. I'm not out there running around homeless like the devil was and not able to prevail, amen? But I'm covered, amen? I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, amen? What is the blood of it? He shed his blood that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we might be able to be joined together. Somebody say, thank God. Well, if you want to be covered in the blood of Jesus, well, cover yourself with Jesus. How do you cover yourself with Jesus? Get a part of a local body. If not this one, find one that you can get in agreement with. Why? Because when that body comes together, you've got Jesus. You've got his eyes over there. You got his feet over there. You got his hand over there. When you put it all together, when you put a local body together, you've got Jesus. You got his blood and you got his wholeness. But a lot of people want to claim the blood of Jesus. Well, why are you going to take the blood and forget the whole body? Get the whole thing. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him with supernatural covenant. Blood represents covenant. You cannot be a believer in these last days without a revelation of supernatural covenant. Somebody say, the blood of the Lamb, which gave us a covenant. He said, by his blood we'll be one. Think about it, church. You're learning something today. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. What is the blood of the Lamb? That's supernatural covenant. You overcame the devil because you had a covenant with one another. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. How am I going to overcome him by the blood of the Lamb? Listen, the blood of the Lamb does this. The devil will come at me one day with some mess that might do me out. But thank God, I got a covenant with this sister over here that when I'm down, she's up. So I overcome him because I got a covenant. When I feel like giving up sometimes, somebody might not feel like, might not want to let me give up. They might get in my face and say, you better run another step. That's covenant. Somebody say, that's the blood of the Lamb. When you're sick sometime and can't get a prayer through to get your healing, it happens that way sometimes, and you got to use the faith of somebody else. You can overcome the devil by that blood covenant that you have with one another. Amen. There is something, listen, united we stand, divided we fall. By the covenant we'll stand. It's the covenant that's got it all together. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, thank God. See, the devil broke his covenant with heaven. That's why he was put out and couldn't prevail. One of the things I'm finding out about people that never prevail in anything, never win in anything, they don't have any idea of anything about relationship or anything about covenant. And I don't believe they're really going to be able to use the right to use the name of Jesus because they won't have a revelation of it. He said, that, well, by this will all men know that you are my disciples, by your love for one another, by your covenant. God takes covenant very seriously. Hallelujah. I'm learning this thing about myself. I'm thinking about all these spiritual things we can do in Nations Church and how the grace of the Holy Spirit moves. Thank God for it, about the music and all these powerful things. But then I'm just starting to think about more important things than even that. Somebody said, could there be more important things than that? About each other. About each other. We got to be important to one another. Or we'll never be able to prevail. Amen. We got to love each other. We got to care about each other and stick together. Amen. Like glue. That's what it's all about. That's how they overcame. This last day's body of Christ, this last day's church, we're going to have a revelation of covenant. Somebody say love. Faith works by love. What do you mean? Supernatural faith works because you love each other. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. Say, I will overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I'm covered with a covenant. So one of the things they had, amen, they had the blood of the Lamb. Ooh, thank God. See, you got to understand covenant. Covenant just wasn't a covenant when it was going well. Covenant just meant covenant. In good times, in bad times, rainy days and sunny days, amen. When you were sick of them, when you weren't sick of them. Somebody say, it's covenant. We got to learn to stick and we got to learn to hang until God says something, amen. And we'll be worth anything. We won't be able to prevail in anything and be able to win anything until we learn about covenant. And I start to visualize things in my spirit, start to visualize things in my mind. You know, we all know we got hang-ups and we got get-ups. Everybody knows that. We're not the most perfect people. Nobody is. But you know what covenant does? It says, listen, I don't care. Still my brother. What you going to do about it? We got to learn to be like family. There's some families, they were all messed up in their head. Amen. But you fought one of them. You had to fight them all. Somebody say, thank God. And they keep coming, and they keep coming, and they keep coming. Listen, the world will never see the Lion of Judah, which is Jesus, our defense, until we learn to love one another. When we stick together and we love one another and we corporately hang together, amen, and we all respond to the defense of each other. Somebody say, amen. That's when Jesus steps up to your defense. Some say they overcame the devil. See, the devil comes to seek, kill, and destroy and do all those things and to separate and to divide because he understands that when he divides things, he has power over it. He tried to divide heaven, and whatever got split off had to go. But what stuck together stayed. Nations Church, Kate, we've had several things in Nations Church. You know, it wasn't necessarily those that were the most spiritual that got to stay. Thank God they were. But it was just those that stuck together and decided to love somebody. Those are the ones that stayed. You can prophesy, speak in tongues, dance, shake from the chandelier. Amen. Raise 12 dead people. But if you can't stick together, you won't be able to, you won't be worth anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wait for the day where people say, those people are crazy over there. They're crazy over there. They're in some fairy tale land. They just stick up for each other. I don't care if we got the worst of the worst in here. Amen. Somebody say, I won't be that way with my church people too. Amen. I don't care if nobody have to come to me, tell me no mess about somebody go to my church. Say, what you got to do with it then? Somebody say, thank God. There should be something within us that does that. Hallelujah. See, we're not allowed to defend ourselves. Jesus is our defense. Amen. But you are supposed to cover your brother's back. And I covenant with you right now. Ain't nobody on my back. Ain't nobody saying nothing about me, so don't think I'm preaching this. Amen for that. Amen. You let somebody talk about you. Hallelujah. I'm released in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. To respond in the right manner. Amen. You'll overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. Somebody say a covenant. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, thank God I got a covenant. I might mess up. Things might happen, but it's all right. My covenant will still remain sure. Therefore, you can confess your faults to one another because you trust your covenant. It'll be all right. Somebody say, overcome. Churches don't grow strong because people don't have a revelation of covenant. Somebody say, it's all right. I'm here. And we'll be here until Jesus comes. Those kind of people overcome the devil. Not those that know all the demons' names. They know every devil's names. They've studied every devil book you can think of. They know all the names, all this other stuff, and still can't prevail. The devil will never lose its power over your life until you learn about relationships. Until you learn to relate to others, you'll always relate to the devil and his forces. Okay? Somebody say, now it's come salvation. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word, somebody say the word, of their testimony. So first of all, before they had a testimony or a word, everybody wants to have a word without the blood or without a covenant. Does anybody want to hear you talk about, you know, unless you can relate to people? And once you start to stick together, people say, well, why are they sticking so close together? What is the deal? Why are they like that? Everybody, do people just go look to jump into the Mason movement? I mean, are they just looking to get into that thing? Everybody just loves to wear the dumb little hat and all that stuff, right? They just can't wait to go to those Mason meetings. No. They are enticed to things like of that sort because of the covenant with it. Amen. Well, when covenant starts to express itself and people start to stick together, people start to, what is going on over there? What is it? Somebody say, and then they begin to speak. Some say the word of their testimony. So they were strong in relationship, but they're also, they had their mouth together. Notice that the devil was homeless, but also he was an accuser of the brethren. Well, we're going to stop accusing the brethren, going through all that stuff and getting rid of every negative confession. Amen. And put the word of the testimony in there. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, stand up. Say, I'm ready to overcome the devil. You can overcome the devil in your home. You can overcome the devil in your business. You can overcome the devil in many different areas. If you think on, ooh, this is good. Hallelujah. If you can get these things on the inside of your spirit, you'll beat it. You'll whip him so good. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, I'm a covenant person. Amen. On the inside, I'm covered and covenanted. Amen. And that's how you can keep your mouth shut, because you know it's not going to do anything good anyhow. You have to be stuck with it anyhow. So if you're a covenant person, amen, therefore you have to confess the good things. Somebody say, amen. You'll have a good, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. People that have a good testimony, those that have a good report, will always win over the devil. Amen. Somebody say, I'm ready to win over the devil. Somebody say, see, that's what it's got to be. I love to have some friends like that, and I believe I got some. Amen. I believe I got some people. Somebody say, no matter what, they're going to be right there. I can talk to Brother Chris because, you know, I like that. If I go to Chris, I can talk to Chris because I know when I talk to Chris, no matter what happens, he's still going to be there and he's going to give me the right report. That's all right. It's going to be all right. You're going to make it. Your money is coming. You will be healed. Somebody say, amen. We're so used to people, you tell them stuff and they go out the wrong. Oh, okay. God help you. But I want them to be right here. Somebody say amen with the right confession. And the last part of that verse, sit down. You ain't finished yet. Hallelujah. Try to get over on me. Listen. So those two things, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, a good confession, and they loved, somebody say loved, not their own lives unto the death. You got to fall out of love with yourself sometime. You can be so self-centered. Me. People that are always thinking about themselves. This one did this to me. That one did that to me. What about me? Everybody, let's get it all out today. Everybody say it. Come on. What about me? Y'all can do it one more time. What about me? And as soon as you start talking about yourself, me, I, all this other stuff, all you're doing is sending out a siren to the devil. I'm over here. Devil said, who wants me to jump all over? Me. What about me? Me. So we say, what about me, Mr. Devil? I love to be depressed. What about me? Everybody say, what about me? I tell you that what about me attitude gets you about everything else. You know, demons are just looking for people to get stuck to and to mess up their lives, you know, and it's always the what about me ones. Those kind of people will never prevail. And some of you say, well, I believe in covenant and I've got a good confession, but things aren't happening for me. Somebody say, well, we can figure it out. If the devil's over somebody's life, either they don't have good relationships, they don't know how to control their mouth, or the other one would be, or they're always thinking about themselves. And as long as you're thinking about yourself so much and so concerned about yourself, guess what? God says, listen, don't be concerned about those things. Don't think about tomorrow. Each day has care for itself. Amen? Give God the chance to care for you. Start to care for others, then God will start to care for you. Put others first and watch what God does for you. Selfish people will never win over the devil. Say, those kind of people will prevail. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it one more time. Well, that's for the people that heard the word of God and believe the word of God and trust the word of God. Somebody say, we're learning how to win, even in evil days. Why don't you stand up, and I want to pray for you this morning. Somebody say, thank God. Just stretch out your hands and just start to believe God and pray in the Holy Spirit right where you are. Father, we thank you that we are having our minds renewed by your word and that things are getting better every day. Father God, you are God that changes not. You love us. You care about us. Hallelujah. Father God, you're going to do something great for us this week. Father God, we're going to find out who we are, where we belong, and what we're called to do, and we're going to do those things, Father God. Lord, we're just going to stop letting just anything come off the top of our mouth, Father God, but we're going to guard our mouths with your word. Hallelujah. And Lord, this week, we'll bless ourselves on Monday, God. But Lord, we won't be so selfish. We won't be so selfish. We'll learn to sow to others, to care about others, and to think about others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, wonderful people. Choir rehearsal today at 4. Listen, tell me who's going to be at choir rehearsal so we don't show up here with nobody here. And if you're definitely going to be here, we'll do it. But if not, we won't. Amen. Okay, see Crystal, and we'll tell you in a couple minutes. Put on some good music, have a cup of coffee, and be blessed. Amen. See, don't open that database. I'm having problems with the database at the house, so don't put it. Why?